This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, there's a new trend sweeping the nation, and all you men are in trouble if you are single and you're dating. It's called cut 'em off theory.
Cut 'em off.
Yeah, it's where these women are high maintenance, and if a guy that you're dating just literally shows you any kind of signs of being slighted, if he doesn't text you, hey, have a safe flight, safe travels, or if he doesn't offer to bring you a morning coffee, you're supposed to... There's going to be a lot of single women out
there. Cut
him off. You're supposed to cut him off.
Cut him off.
Yeah, it says most women are disappointed in their marriages, and it's because they didn't cut off a guy at the beginning while they were dating him.
There you go. Should have cut him off. Cut him off,
Mom. Isn't that sad to hear that most women are disappointed in their marriage?
Yeah, it is. It is sad. It is sad. But I guess if you survey men, they'd say the same thing.
Well, right. I was thinking
so,
that.
There
I was
you
thinking,
go.
I don't have that study. Do you think it is the same?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I think we're all alike in that way.
I think that guys don't care as much in a marriage. Like, you guys are like, just kind of roll with it, whatever. I don't really care. You know, because you guys just literally don't care. But I think women do look at their friends and look at... you know, life and all the reality shows, you know, all the stuff, and compare their own lives and get disappointed.
Oh,
quicker.
Hands down, women judge other women and their relationships all the time.
And they're always disappointed in their husbands, where you guys are just watching football and there's really nothing. I mean, as long as she leaves you alone.
I feel like guys don't find out until we get served papers. Then it's like, oh, there was a problem?
You didn't even speak up. You always said nothing.
I did see some interesting statistics about divorce.
Yeah.
So if you do heterosexual couples and gay couples, it's women have the highest rate of divorce, like lesbians have the highest rate of divorce.
See?
Then 50-50, when it's like heterosexual, it's second, and then third, least divorce, gay men.
Right, because they don't care.
Uh-huh.
Because they're just like, whatever, I don't care, we're just two gay men.
Yeah.
You annoy me, I annoy you, that's fine. But two women together are like, oh my God.
I hate you, yeah.
Be brutal, wasn't
it? Wow, that makes sense. I like it. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, Chick-fil-A is coming out with their peach milkshake. I've never had it sounds disgusting.
Yeah, peach, I'm not into
I'm
that.
I don't like the peach. We ended our big thing called turd or 10, but I'd like to bring it back for a second and ask you guys if you think that this is just a gimmick or you love it. Is it a turd or is it 10? But first we have to play this thing.
What thing? Oh, the thing.
The thing.
Well, you got to tell me beforehand.
Why? You never tell me anything beforehand. Like, always like, huh? We're doing that now? Okay, let me find the article out of the trash. Ay. It's turd or 10, and we're bringing it back. So here's the story. Apparently, the Model Y, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, the Tesla Model Y, they're doing it, right now it's a test run, where the Model Y will actually drive itself to you and drop itself off to you. So if you buy it online, right, this is, again, just in Austin, Texas, it's a test. But if you buy it online, buy the whole thing, blah, 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 right, it'll drive itself to you and do the drop off. And my thought is this. Is it just a huge gimmick because everybody knows that Instagram, you know, it's all for the gram. Like, it is kind of cool to have your car drive up and you're like, oh my God.
All the videos are going to be everywhere.
Exactly. Or is it a turd because it's so gimmicking?
Turd.
Turd.
Yep. Turd.
I'm going 10.
I'm kind of 10 as well.
Yeah. Turd for me.
But first, let's play the song.
Okay, here it is.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it 10 or turd? Is
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge? Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it 10 or turd?
She's such great work, Shmadil. I didn't want to lose it. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's such good work.
I was really pumped when I was making that one because I like that song a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tell.
You're all into it, man. Okay, so you can text us. Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Your thoughts on it? I kind of love it, but I think we're also going to get burnt out on the grams of this. You know, like, oh my God, I just got a new Tesla, brah. It's like, it's driving up again, you know? It's like, after about 20 of them, you're like, I get it.
Yeah, which is the first day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
first day.
Exactly.
I think it's a turd because it's a gimmick, first of all. Second of all, I don't want to buy a car that I can't go get and drive, okay? I don't want it delivered to me like that. I would rather go get it and drive it at the same time. And third is that if anything in the world, you know, anything can be hacked. What if somebody hacks that thing to steal it and they drive it to their place?
Well, I guess you could say that about anything, right?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. But with it being technology, it's sitting in your driveway. If it's got that capability, what if somebody figures out how to hack it and have it drive over to their house?
But then again, you know, we talked to our boss and he took 4 hours to buy a GMC truck. Oh, yep. He's so mad about it. So I would love the thought of just buying it online. I didn't even have to see a dealer. And then they just drive it right to me.
Yeah. Just shows up.
Thank you.
Yeah, not me. I want to see it.
But,
I want to drive it.
But you're the guy that likes to go to the grocery store.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. I like my
exactly.
Dropped off. All right. Anyway, Justin Bieber is so happy. You know how the reports were he was broke as a joke and that's why he sold his catalog. We couldn't figure that out because we're like, why would you sell your catalog? You have so much time to you know, keep making money off this catalog. We didn't get it and it didn't make sense. He also took a huge tax hit because he didn't wait until the end of the year to sell it. I mean, all of this was like, what? Well, it comes to find out he was completely broke as a joke. But good news. Hailey Bieber has just sold her cosmetic company for $1 billion.
That's a good chunk of change,
That's
man.
A good wife to have.
Yeah, hold yes, on, Justin. Hold on.
And you'll be interested to know, you know how he always walks in front of her and never opens her door and he's just really rude to her?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? He's posting pictures on the gram of being all lovey-dovey.
Oh, he was all over that billionaire wife.
Everybody would.
All of a sudden, he's a touchy-feely man. Yeah. No, it's interesting.
Come here, baby.
I mean, he just had to take something off the internet where he said, I never thought she'd get on the Vogue, on the cover of Vogue. And I told her as such. I said, you're never going to get on Vogue. And now all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I love you. $1 billion. And she sold it to Elf, which is, Elf is really low-end. I mean, it's good stuff, but it's not like, you know, Chanel or anything like that, but it's sold at your King Soopers. So you can get Haley's stuff. She said she's still going to be part of the company, part of the decisions. And so $1 billion just so you can look like a glazed donut. It's I know you don't get it, BJ, but her thing is she makes her face look like a glazed donut before she goes to sleep.
She does?
Yeah. She glazes herself.
Yeah, really? And Justin has no part in that?
Nope.
Just a thought I had.
Something you need to tell us about you and Lisa?
Nope. I've just seen a lot of glazed videos.
Wow! Here's the line. There's BJ. Hey, BJ, what are you doing over there?
Yeah. Glazed.
All right. The other story is two that aren't really tabloidy, but I'll just tell you real quick. And that is, imagine you're 55 years old. Think about what you've done today. Well, there's a Sherpa. He's 55 years old, and he just climbed, what the hell is it, for the 31st time.
Mount Everest.
Yeah, Mount Everest. 31.
What's a Sherpa?
Sherpa.
What's a Sherpa?
They guide you up the mountain.
Crap. Yeah.
So they're a guide.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 31
gotcha.
Times.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
People die. Not him. Hey, what up? I'm your Sherpa. Yeah. 31 times at age 55. That's insanity. The other story is that the Chrisleys have gotten out of prison. You know, I'm going to tell you this, BJ. I'm going to give you a lot of credit. You called it yesterday. You said that Todd Chrisley, because we all have, well, let's just say suspect, if you know what I mean. you know, dropping the soap.
I don't know what you mean. Could you explain more?
We think he might be a homosexual.
Okay, there you go. Okay. All right, anyway, there we go.
Yeah, so, and you said yesterday, word on the street was, you know, in your circles, word on the street was that he didn't want out.
That's what I was told.
Well, you might not be wrong.
Yep.
Because his daughter, Savannah, picked him up from jail, and she posted about this, and there's a video. She picked him up from jail, and she was so excited that she was throwing up because she's so nervous.
The daughter was?
Yeah, Savannah. Oh. Like, it's just so emotional, right?
Yeah.
And he started bitching at her. Now, he's only been out for 20 minutes.
And this is your daughter.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, my God, I don't have to deal with this in prison.
Oh, no.
I can smell it.
Yeah, he wants to go back. See? There are things in prison that are pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
it's not a bad place, I guess.
Not a bad. And then she said he was ripped and shredded, and she showed a picture of his leg. This is Todd Chrisley. She showed a picture of his leg and his arm.
Yeah.
And he was ripped and shredded. So, good for him.
People look good coming out of prison, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go in there, you eat well, you sleep well, you work out, you got, you know, little mind stuff going on, you go to the library, got a lot of time to read.
Speaking of which, Mark Cuban said, the one thing that every adult should do for themselves, he said, listen, even if you don't have any money, no money at all, you don't know what you're going to do or whatever, just keep learning. Learn everything you can. Learn AI, learn programming, learn everything. Keep yourself aware of every situation. Don't just get stuck and go home and sit in your recliner. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Wait.
Have I ever told you that I hate when billionaires give advice? You're a billionaire. You're a billionaire. Don't tell me that I need to stop learning or don't stop learning.
He said you will always be able to cash that check with your brain. That's what
you're
he
right.
said.
Yeah. Go pay the mortgage with your brain.
So never stop learning. That's what my message is to you through Mark Cuban. By the way, he left Shark Tank and he did a deal, and it felt kind of set up to me. I don't know. You know, it was his last show, and he offered the full amount of money and stuff, and I was just like, I felt like all the other sharks kind of backed up and like let him have his moment.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I don't even remember what he bought into. Yeah,
it was his parting gift, I guess, just to show that he cares.
Yeah, it was something. I don't know. All right, and then was there something else that I wanted to tell you? No, there wasn't. I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
It's worth it, Jamie. I know you're sick. You don't feel well. I know that you're going to probably go home, throw up a couple of times. I know that your afternoon's going to be absolutely miserable, hour after hour, hugging a toilet, and just going, oh, baby. But man, your butt looks good.
Okay, I told you all this off the air. So I was telling BJ, I was like, man, because I took my shot yesterday, and I'm just feeling it, right?
The Ozempic.
Shot. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just so miserable. I just feel like I'm going to barf any second. I go, but my ass is small, so it's worth it.
Woo! It's all that matters.
Smoke it. Now, you might have that Ozempic elbows. You might have Ozempic wrists. Yeah. You may have Ozempic eyes, Ozempic teeth, Ozempic smile. You may have all of the above. But that ass, man.
My man.
Woo,
baby
good.
Got back, but in a good way. It is ridiculous. It is crazy. Girlfriend and I, we both are on it, right? And we're neighbors. And she's like, I'm like, do you have any Zofran? She's like, do you have any Zofran? Oh my God. It's just.
You guys are running pills to each
other. Yeah, we literally are.
Yeah, they've renamed it Zofran.
It's crazy.
It's our Zofran.
But it works.
Yeah, it works for you.
And by the way, shout out to ReviveMD. I like all those girls over there. They're so nice. And they're always like, you're doing so good. I'm like, I know, I'm just taking a shot and eating stuff.
Speaking of shout-outs, a shout-out to all the cadets today.
Oh, yeah.
Graduating from the Air Force Academy down in Colorado Springs. They're going to be tossing those hats in the air. That happens around 1:30 today. Thunderbirds doing a big flyover today. Their show lasts for 30 minutes. What do they do for 30 minutes? That's a lot of show, isn't it?
Well, they have to like circle around over there until they're ready to throw the hats in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're like over there in Aurora.
So it's all timed out, right?
Yeah.
The hats in the air, planes go by. I mean, just a great American moment.
It really is.
Yeah. America, man. Strong.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but it's pretty cool. It is pretty moving when you see it, though.
It is moving. You know,
and I think those guys and gals, when they get out of the Air Force Academy, don't they go in as like second lieutenants or something like that? I mean, they're not privates anymore. You're up the scale. You're up a pay scale. You're up the rank. You get to boss people around when you get to the Army or Air Force.
I always think those guys are really impressive, and then the guys at West Point.
Yeah.
That's a good outfit.
Yeah.
Those are good outfits.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, those said, like, I'm smart.
The graduation today is at 1:30. I think the flyover thing starts at 1 o'clock. And then the last flyover, obviously, is the hat toss. So congratulations to them.
I looked in going to that Air Force Academy.
You did?
Yep.
How do you get in there?
You have to apply like a regular college.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's the way it works out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened with you?
Well, apparently I'm a little dumb. And so,
Yeah, there is a GPA that you have to hit. Yeah. There's a certain mark that gets you in there.
And then you also have to be brave.
Brave?
Yeah, because you're like, you have to go into the armed services.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't think that's my thing.
Yeah. they could have you like, you know, you could work in like one of the mess halls or something.
Do you think they have a cosmetology section?
Yeah, I bet they do. They probably have a woman like you that if they have like a rip in the uniform, she sews it back for them.
Well, I was just thinking the bottom of their shoes aren't red.
That's a good reason right there.
So I was like, nope, I'm out.
And I'm sure they need somebody to sharpen their sword.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just saying. The Air Force. I don't guess they have swords, do they?
Yeah, I think that's the Navy, right?
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. I get it confused. Yeah, sorry about that. Whatever. Air Force is airplanes, right?
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to all the graduates.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
It's a big deal today, graduation day.
DJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, got a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
180 grapes. Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man, run in the stand. Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? Got any grapes?
The man said, no, we just sell lemonade. But it's cold, and it's fresh, and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I'll pass.
No, pass.
Then he waddled away.
Waddle, 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 wadd writing, like I was actually writing in deviled egg company, and then I wrote deviled egg grapes. Like, that was not cool. By the way, I figured out that Mark Cuban, the whole thing is Mark Cuban's last hurrah on Shark Tank. Because remember, I couldn't remember what it was. It's the deviled egg company. He invested $125,000 or $250,000. Sorry.
This is a perfect 10 or turd. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Perfect 10 or turd. We're about to explain to you the deviled egg. And then you tell us if it's a 10 or a turd when it comes to an idea.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or 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 is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or turd?
10 or turd, 303-22 Alice. You can text and let us know what you think of this idea, if this is brilliant, if it's a moneymaker or what.
Okay, so this person, she was just doing it out of her house or whatever, and she realized how much people love deviled eggs. So she changed it up, and she made things like backyard barbecue, where it's deviled egg, and then it has like barbecue sauce on it. She made crab rangoon. She has a taco tasting one. She has one with salmon on it. One with what?
Eggs and salmon.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. What was the sound?
No, I wouldn't like that.
She has jalapeno popper.
I'd like that.
Sriracha bacon. Yeah. There's chicken and a pickle, where it's a piece of chicken and a deviled egg with pickles all over it.
Kind of like that.
That one sounds
kinda
good.
Kind of like it. Yeah.
So there's thousands of these different kinds of eggs. Not thousands. There's like 20 of these different kinds of deviled egg. I think it's going to go.
So Mark Cuban invested in this on Shark Tank, right?
Correct.
Nobody else did. Just Mark, right?
Right. It was his last investment. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the question to you on Texanado at 303-22-ALICE. Is this a brilliant idea and something's going to last, and you're going to see these franchises pop up everywhere? Or is this a turd idea, flash in a pan, 6 months from now, the old egg business is belly up?
Okay, so here's my take on it. I think it's going to be a 10 for a while. But just like the cupcake pop-ups, those cupcake shops, the sprinkles, yeah, they're going out of business.
I agree.
Yeah, so sprinkle, yep, but it had a good run. Sprinkles ran for like 5 years, right?
But you have to keep in mind, too, to have a shop like this, because you can't put it in a mall. Malls are dead, okay? Airport's too expensive. To buy any, you know, storefront space, to rent that, very expensive. Can you sell enough deviled eggs to maintain that? I just
don't
know if you can.
Could you believe that they sold enough cupcakes to maintain that for 5 years? And it was a multi-million dollar company. And there's still some sprinkles left, and they have them in the airports and vending machines.
All right, let's put it to text native.
I like it.
303-22 Alice. Is it a 10 or a turd? The idea of the deviled egg pop-up shops. Is it going to work, or is it going to go belly up?
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it a 10 or a
turd?
Is it a 10 or a turd?
All right, you make the call. 303-22 Alice. 10 or turd.
BJ and Jamie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Deviled egg, will it work? The deviled egg store, we put it out there as a 10 or turd. We ask you to go.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd?
Spadell.
Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it a 10 or a
Can we ask him to please stop? I know you love the song, but can you please stop?
Is it a 10 or is it a turd?
We get it. Stop!
This show is good until about 7 a.m.
I just
love it, man. I'm sorry.
Just stop. Just because I say the term 10 or turd, you don't have to play the song. It's about 50-50, Jamie.
I got three ideas here. Which ones do you guys want to hear?
Remember the three ideas? I can still name them.
A piggy, or which one do you want to hear?
Pigeons was a third. Listen, the votes are in after tens of thousands of votes. It's about 50-50. So we settled nothing with 10 or turd.
We really didn't.
I wish we had. Spadell, stop with the 10 or turd. Okay, stop.
Somebody said this, and I like this idea. They said, think about it. You do like think to yourself, man, a nice cupcake, talking about sprinkles, you know, they've been around forever, but now they're starting to close. A nice sweet treat sounds good, but they said, I've never stopped in the middle of my day and thought, you know what I want is a nice, good deviled egg.
Bingo. Bingo. That's why I don't think you can compare it to the cupcakes, sprinkles, donut shops, places like that. You just can't compare it. Deviled egg. There are times that I really crave it and I want one.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of times I don't.
Well, it's just that there's so many flavors too, and they, I guess they do party trays.
Yeah, I think that would be the biggest business right there is party tray.
I'm showing up with a deviled egg party tray.
It's a thing.
Hey, people bring deviled eggs all the time to parties. It is a thing. Oh, you just don't know.
I don't know. All right, I've got a new 10 or turd for us.
A what? A
10 or turd for us. I got a new 10 or turd for us. Okay, you ready? The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Is it a 10 or a turd?
Is it a 10 or a turd?
You don't have to play the song.
Is it a 10
all right,
or
our
turd?
Show. All right, go ahead and text at 303-22 Alice. Is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show a 10 or a turd?
Oh, okay.
Votes are in.
Oh, Lord.
It's settled. It's a turn. We got to go.
Oh, my God.
You guys have a great day today, all right?
Yep.
All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yep.
The week is flying by, man.
It really is.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.